Last month, a forest of traffic cones popped up for 2 weeks at a complicated intersection in Salt Lake City's 9th and 9th neighborhood. They were part of an urban design experiment conducted by city planners that was meant to give the public more say in the planning process. KUER's Benjamin Bombard has the story.
Rush hour. It's a Thursday afternoon in late May, and I'm standing with a guy wearing a bright orange safety vest at the confounding five-way intersection of 9th South and 11th East. A silver sedan pulls up at one of the five stop signs. That's right, five stop signs. And a young woman with sunglasses sitting in the passenger seat yells at my microphone through the open window.
The roundabout was better!
I hear that all day, at least once an hour. Where'd my roundabout go?
I'm watching the traffic with Tom Millar, a city transportation planner. He thinks it's pretty funny. 8 minutes later, it happens again. And then again. Three people in 10 minutes, all asking, where'd the roundabout go? They and thousands of others were all lab rats in an urban planning experiment. The idea is to find the smoothest way to navigate this traffic maze.
Currently, there are two lanes in each direction on one of the streets. There's one lane in each direction on the other street, and then there is a kind of an odd man out fifth leg that comes in at an angle on the southeast corner. That causes our stop signs to be farther back than we would have them be normally in a four-way intersection.
With major construction planned next year for a stretch of 9th South, city planners figured now's the time to do something with this odd intersection. Planners drew up their ideal solution and unveiled it at public meetings earlier this year. They wanted to create a second intersection. People in the neighborhood hated it. They said, try a roundabout. Try closing Gilmer Drive, the fifth leg of the intersection. In the end, they tried both. And voila, pop-up intersection. Like a pop-up restaurant or boutique, but this one's for traffic. City planners had never really tried anything like it, and they figured, why not?
I think we get accused a lot in our industry of just kind of making up our minds.
That's John Larson, transportation director for Salt Lake City.
And maybe there is some validity to that. But this kind of provides that opportunity to kind of, frankly, show a little bit of humility. Like, that maybe we don't know exactly, and let's try it.
Using dozens of traffic cones and spools of yellow caution tape, they built a roundabout, left it in place for a week, and watched how people used it. The next week, they blocked off Gilmer Drive, which created a normal four-way intersection. During the pop-up, Millar spent a lot of time at 9th and 11th.
Yeah, I guess more than 40 hours in the last week. I just felt like it was important to be out here so that people felt like, oh, I could go down and talk to him and give him my opinion. I mean, the benefit of a pop-up in general is that people have something to react to that's real instead of reacting to, like, a drawing on a piece of paper.
That's the idea behind the pop-up and a new planning approach called tactical urbanism. It's about trying things on the cheap, in real life, seeing what happens before any expensive decisions get made. When New York City turned Times Square into a pedestrian plaza, they used tactical urbanism first to test it. And that's not how stuff like traffic planning normally goes down. So when local residents, like Dan Bennett, walked up to give their opinions, Millar, Larson, and their team of planning wonks were listening.
I personally just like the five-way stop kind of the way it is.
Bennett lives on Michigan Avenue, a block south of the intersection. It's where he grew up. Now in his 60s, he's still there.
And there really are not serious accidents here. I don't remember ever seeing people dead in the road or anything. So I think it's a fairly safe intersection. It's just confusing because it's a five-way.
The city says there have been 15 accidents in the past 8 years at 9th and 11th. Only two of them have resulted in major injury. Planners agree. The intersection isn't really a safety concern. It is just confusing. For some people, the traffic experiment actually made things worse. David Spadlefort lives on Gilmer, and he appreciated the city's experiment, but not the idea of turning his street into a dead end.
I hate it. I can live with the roundabout. I hate the closure. Mm-hmm. It makes no sense to me.
When the neighbors had gone home, and all of the planners too, except Millar, he and I stood around some more and watched the traffic as rush hour wound down. I asked him a simple question before he left.
Success?
I think even if we put it back the way that it was, it's still a success because it engaged the community. They got to try out some things that would have cost however many hundreds of thousands of dollars to try out. and it's nice to be able to let it kind of suss itself out. So, yeah.
The city took down the pop-up intersection on May 30th, and they don't have plans to try another one anytime soon. But they're leaving the door open. For now, planners are crunching data from an online survey and organizing feedback. And there will be more chances for public comment in the months before plans for the intersection are put in concrete, whether it's a roundabout, a closure on Gilmer, something else entirely, or even the same old confusing five-way. For KUER News, I'm Benjamin Bombard.